Chapter 51, The Apostle Peter, A Faithful Under-Shepherd. This chapter is based on, RSV. During the busy years that followed the day of Pentecost, the Apostle Peter put forth untiring efforts to reach the Jews who came to Jerusalem at the time of the annual festivals. The talents he possessed proved of untold value to the early Christian church. Upon him had been laid a double responsibility. He bore positive witness concerning the Messiah before unbelievers, and at the same time strengthened believers in the faith in Christ. After Peter had been led to self-renunciation and entire reliance on divine power, he received his call as an under-shepherd. Christ's words to Peter before his denial, "When thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren," were significant of the work he was to do for those who should come to the faith. For this work, Peter's experience of sin and repentance had prepared him. Not until he learned his weakness could he know the believer's need of dependence on Christ. He had come to understand that man can walk safely only as in utter self-distrust he relies on the Savior. At the last meeting by the sea, Peter, tested by the thrice-repeated question, "Lovest thou me?" was restored to his place among the 12. His work was appointed him. He was not only to seek those without the fold, but to be a shepherd of the sheep. Christ mentioned only one condition of service, "Lovest thou me?" Knowledge, benevolence, eloquence, zeal, all are essential, but without the love of Christ in the heart, the Christian minister is a failure. This love is a living principle made manifest in the heart. If the character of the shepherd exemplifies the truth he advocates, the Lord will set the seal of his approval to the work.